Oh, because we need more on the Dallas Cowboys tie from Sunday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
The score, the 40-40 draw, turned out to be what they call a scoregami. And that's when you've notched and registered a score in a game that has never been done before. That has never happened in the history of the National Football League, a 40-40 tie.
I think you just made up that vernacular, and you are...
How about them Cowboys?
We may need to seek some help for you. You are not over this, not even a little.
No.
I'm sorry.
This is my hometown.
That's all right. Maybe I can get a call today. Congratulations. First of all, America.
Number one.
We are number one in so many things.
Aw.
And that also includes number one for... targeted by scammers.
America.
Yeah. New poll and study reveals Americans get targeted by scammers via phone more than anyone else in the world, an average of 25 times a week. And when it comes to the rates of how many spam calls did the state of Texas get last year? I don't know how they come up with this.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to give me a migraine.
If they know the number, then how come they can't stop them? Either way, it said roughly, and this has got to be way low, 170,483 spam calls last year. I believe it's way more than that.
Well, so what was the first number?
170,000 plus. I mean, I know I got 90,000 just for the car warranty thing alone.
Well, I was
going
to say,
okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, congratulations.
Number one.
We also lead the United States as a state in scam calls.
Look at us go. So, you know, it is almost time for our brand new pet of the week. But this one, it's for everyone. It's a brand new baby elephant at the Fort Worth Zoo. Have you seen it? It's so cute. Born to Mama Bluebonnet and Dad Romeo on August 18th, and you can help pick the name for our little bundle of joy. Now, the choices are Birdie in honor of Lady Bird Johnson, Rosie for the Yellow Rose of Texas, or Susie for our native black-eyed Susan. You can vote online through the 6th and see the bouncing baby girl at the zoo from 10 to 2 daily.
They were smart, Fort Worth Zoo, for already coming up with the name options first, and it's not just an open candidate. Otherwise, Trunky McTrunkface was all but certain for that little one. Well, Fort Worth announced that they will be taking steps to curb downtown Fort Worth's, as they put it, quote, roaring late-night soundtrack. Fort Worth police began an initiative this summer, actually, to cut down on excessive noise in downtown, increasing patrols. If you're a resident of downtown Fort Worth, you live in downtown, so it's going to happen. Yeah, and that's probably the main culprit. Because there's nobody else down here, by the way. On the flip side, though, TCU's library was ranked by the Princeton Review for being the 10th quietest in the nation. 10th quietest library in the nation. Officials say it's something that they plan to quietly cheer about, so congratulations.
Well, cheering on the inside. All right.
Now they're 11th. Sorry.
So, I don't know how to feel about this next one. But I think that Garland may be trying to start a feud with Sundance Square. Did you hear about this?
What's that?
They just built a 20-foot cowboy hat right in the center of town. Does that sound original? We've got our own cowboy hat.
We do. It's shiny.
Mm-hmm. And there's some really big hats in Texas.
Yeah.
This is claiming to be the biggest. Do we need a bigger hat? Do we have to build onto our hat? Do I have to bring my glue gun? I've got questions. In the meanwhile, if you want big boots, San Antonio has a pair that's 35 feet long.
Yeah, Garland, though, is home to Hatco, which is maybe one of the biggest... It's Garland, Texas, though. Nobody's going to want that. Wichita Falls, up there, our friends in the Falls. They have indefinitely closed, the Falls, a 54-foot man-made waterfall due to the need for repairs and a long-term solution, they say, to prevent further damage with the structure. Wichita Falls named, not because there was a falls there, but they have only recently put up a real waterfall to match their name.
Why and would
we'll see if this this trend continues or anything like that, because if that's true, Cut and Shoot Texas is going to need to hire a safety inspector pretty quickly. And then congratulations to Fixer Upper and Waco star Joanna Gaines. She is a real-life Barbie doll partnering with Mattel for the Joanna Gaines Barbie. And it will be coming out soon, exclusively found at Target. The along with it, not making this up, the Joanna Gaines Barbie townhouse, too. So there
a
you
townhouse?
Go. Five rooms, 40 arrangeable pieces of home decor, three floors. The Joanna Gaines Barbie townhouse for the new Joanna Gaines Barbie.
I don't think she's ever done a townhouse on her show. What's going on here?
The shiplap is sold separately.
That's going to be expensive.
The problem is they had to give her own townhouse because every time she went in the Barbie dream house, she would just knock down a wall for an open concept.
Wait, so, Ken.
Yeah.
Demo day.
It's a show that if you can hear it, we guarantee you're going to love it. KB and Heather Lee.